infertile, dry place consumed by, it's been so long, consumed by the lameness, consumed by the bondage, consumed by the yokes of the enemy, because it's been so long. Whether you be an infertile person, because we all have levels in life where we could produce better, be better. Whether you have received the promise of Isaac or even have an Ishmael, whether you are there or not, there is a laugh that happens when God confirms you're gonna get your promise. It's over. Your suffering is almost over. This time next year, you're gonna get up out of this lame spot right now. And this time next year, we're going to see the production of your fruit. If you believe it, stand up. This time next year, I'm going to produce the fruit God promised me. This time next year, I'm going to have what thus saith the Lord. This time next year, I will not be...
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's gonna be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel. Transmitting all day.
You know, there are too many people trying to take care of other folks' business, and they can't even take care of their own. But what you need to do is take 6 months to mind your own business, and 6 months to leave other folks' business alone. All I'm trying to say is,
sweep around your own front door
before you try to sweep around mine.
Sweep around your own front door
before you try to sweep around mine. Now this is what you do. You smile in your neighbor's face, you talk about them behind their backs. Y'all know you do that. But if you found out they were doing the same thing to you, you know you wouldn't like that. Well, tell me this.
Who are we to judge what other people do?
Take a look at yourself and you'll find some folks too.
Sweep around your own front door
before you try to sweep
around mine.
Well, 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 you need to
sweep around your own front door
before you try to sweep
around mine.
Here's another thing, yo. You're always on the telephone putting down on someone else. Y'all know y'all do that. But you need to take a look inside. Stop, look in the mirror and check yourself. And here's the reason why. Cause we all have sinned and come short of God's glory today. So we don't have time to spread your shame.
Listen, put love in too late. Stop going around talking about your friends.
Hey, don't you know
that that's a sin?
How can you criticize someone else?
Clean it up.
When you are doing wrong yourself.
Clean it up.
Be careful how you throw a stone.
Clean it up.
Cause it might wake up somebody's home.
Sweep
around your front door before you try to sweep around.
Try
to swim around before you quit to sound.
my God. May we have your attention, because
let me tell you about a man who knows all of my flaws but still loves me. Let me introduce you to this man who won't ever bring your past up again.
If you're not too busy,
do you have a minute to listen about the one who can replace all that's missed?
I can't really put it in the words, but that's just,
there's just something about me.
I don't know everything, but I know this.
I know that I cannot live without him.
We want to tell you about him. He's our healer.
He's my healer.
Jehovah Rapha.
My savior.
My way maker.
My way maker.
Most importantly,
and he gave his life for me.
His name.
His name is Jesus.
Jesus.
So sweet.
Sweet Jesus.
Sweet
Jesus. I've met a lot of great people, but I realize
there's nobody like Jesus.
Nobody like Jesus. Because when I'm sick, he's my healer.
He's my healer.
Drowning in my sins.
My savior.
Way
maker.
I didn't have a job, but he provided for me. But most importantly,
he gave his life for me.
There's only one name.
His name is Jesus.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Sweet Jesus.
There's nobody.
There's nobody like Jesus.
There's nobody.
Nobody, Lisa.
Sweet.
Back in the country, my grandfather was my pastor, and many days when they were getting ready to have that old revival meeting, my grandfather would make his way up in the pulpit, look out in that country church, and he didn't have a real strong voice, but he would sing those old songs. They would be getting ready for the revival meeting, and it seemed like in my mind I can hear him sometimes singing, "Oh, near
nearer.
I was the oldest grandchild. Many days I would go by her home to talk to her. She taught me a lot. And some days when I would get to that old wooden house, tears would be running down those wrinkled cheeks. By me being the oldest boy, I always thought I could help. I used to ask her, I said, why are you crying? She would look at me and say, son, you're too young now. You're too young to understand my tears. She said, but just keep on living. And friends, today, I can understand her tears. I'm not ashamed to tell the world. Sometimes I have to cry. And some days when I would get to that old house, she would be humming and moaning on songs. And she, sometimes she wouldn't come out and say the words. And I would say to her, why are you moaning like this? She would say, son, when I moan, it confuses everybody. It confuses the devil. He doesn't know what I'm moaning about. Now, I may not be able to moan like a lot of people, but I believe I can moan a little bit like my grandmother. If she was still with us today, she would sound something like this. In my mind, I can hear her sometimes. Working and washing and ironing in that old wooden house. Seemed like when she would moan, it would make the work easier. And in my mind, friends, sometimes when I'm riding along in the bus or flying through the air, I can hear her humming sometime like this. Listen. I like to be much enjoy being alone sometimes, he would say. And sometimes I enjoy just being all alone. But listen, he would say, when I go to my friend, but there's a little consolation. But don't your friends have problems too? He would say, most of the time you find them, and you know they are complaining too. But let me sing the chorus.
Good love, sometimes we get stuck we stayed together, we didn't fall apart.
Somebody might remember the old record. We used to meet at the old city auditorium here in Atlanta, and we used to sing old song that went like this.
Tonight, though I have cried.